Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we've been counting down one top 40 song in the United States Billboard charts from 1968, and we'll finish up the hour with 1982. Well, we're up to 1976. Here is Marvin Gaye, I Want You, right here on Motown Memories.
1976.
Fallon. 1977. this is how the story goes. She knows she's got everything that a woman needs to get a man. Yeah, yeah. How can she lose with the suit she used? 36, 24, 36. What a winning hand, 'cause she's a brick house. She's mighty, mighty, just letting it all hang out. She's a brick house. Oh, that lady's back, that's a fact. Ain't holding nothing back. Oh, she's a brick house. Yeah, she's the one, the only one, built like an Amazon. The clothes she wear, her sexy way.
With Tom Fowler.
1978.
We'll be right back.
A Motown memory from Rick James, his first top 40 song. That was You and I, reaching number 13 in the United States Billboard charts in 1978. Before that, the Commodore signature tune, one of them at least, Brick House, number 5 from 1977. And we start with Marvin Gaye, I Want You, number 15 from 1976. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we are counting down one top 40 song each year. We started from 1968, and now we've made it up to 1979. Well, coming up, Bonnie Pointer on her own after leaving the Pointer Sisters with a song made famous by the Elgins in the 1960s, Heaven Must Have Sent You. Well, Bonnie Pointer was born Patricia Eva Pointer on July 11, 1950. And she was most notable by being the next to youngest member of the 1970s and 1980s family musical group called the Pointer Sisters. She left for a while in 1977 and had several moderate solo hits, including the song coming up, Heaven Must Have Sent You, which became a U.S. Top 20 pop hit on September 1st, 1979. Well, Bonnie and her younger sister, June, began singing together as teenagers. And in 1969, the duo had co-founded the Pointers. Between 1973 and 1977, the Pointer Sisters donned 1940s fashions and sang in a style reminiscent of the Andrews Sisters. In 1978, Bonnie married Motown Records producer Jeffrey Bowen and signed with Motown by herself as a solo artist in the same year. She released three solo albums, including two self-titled albums for Motown, before retiring from the Motown studio. Here is Bonnie Pointer, Heaven Must Have Sent You, right here on Motown.
1979!
Stay back.
Cried through many endless nights.
great Motown songs here on Motown Memories. 1980.
Diana Ross with a great song from 1980, reaching number 5 on the U.S. pop charts, I'm Coming Out. And we started with Bonnie Pointer, Heaven Must Have Sent You, number 11 from 1979. This is Motown Memories with Tom Allen. And we're featuring one top 40 song each year. We started from 1968, and now we've made it all the way up to 1981. Well, coming up, a smooth sound from Smokey Robinson, Being With You. Well, Being With You was a song from the album by the same name, and the song spent 5 weeks at number one on the Hot Soul Singles chart during the spring of 1981, and it reached number two on the Billboard Hot 100 charts, behind Betty Davis' Eyes by Kim Carnes. This song was his highest charting solo hit on the pop charts, and it was also a number one hit in the UK for 2 weeks in June of 1981, becoming Smokey's second UK number one single, and his first number one single as a solo artist. It would mark his last appearance at the top of the UK singles chart. Well, here is Smokey Robinson being with you right here on Motown.
1981. Tell me you love me and then let me go.
of Motown Memories. Motown Memories. With Tom Fallon.
1982.
Stevie Wonder with That Girl, reaching number 4 in the United States pop charts from 1982, and we started with Smokey Robinson, number 2 from 1981, Beamin'. Well, this hour, we featured one top 40 song on the United States Billboard charts from 1968 through 1982. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.